The Beekeeper's Promise by Fiona Valpy, performed by Henrietta Mear. I'm lost. Lost in France. Just like in the words of a stupid song that I can't get out of my head as I trudge along the road. I stop for a moment to wipe my face with my shirt, which is already soaked with sweat. The road runs along a ridge that falls away steeply to one side, and I must admit, there could be worse places to lose my way. The view sweeps away in front of me, patchwork fields of green and gold interrupted here and there by dark velvet woodlands. The broad satin ribbon of a twisting river edges the valley floor beneath me. Peace and quiet in the French sunshine. It's exactly what I'd imagined when Prue and I signed up for the yoga retreat. Look, it's just what you need, Abby. She'd brandished the glossy leaflet at me as we were putting away our mats and pulling our boots back on after the regular Thursday evening class. A week of springtime yoga, meditation and mindfulness in the heart of the French countryside, she'd read. I didn't point out to her that I'd hardly been able to bring myself to leave the apartment for the last couple of years, and that walking to the yoga class and back was the furthest I'd been in months. Besides the hospital visits, that is, where the physios and psychologists had tried to help me stitch the shattered pieces of myself back together. But the retreat had been a tempting thought. I'd always loved France. Well, more the idea of it, really. I hadn't exactly spent a lot of time travelling there, or in any other foreign countries either, come to think of it. French was my best subject at school, though. Something I had been good at, immersing myself in the wonderful world of Maman, Papa and Marie-Claude and their lovely, safe, orderly lives, as set out in the textbooks. And I knew I needed to make more of an effort now to get my life back on track, to start getting out a bit more again. Being able to travel with Prue would make it that much easier, I had thought. She's good company, and always very organised. We'd bonded over cups of cinnamon chai after she'd joined the yoga class to help get over her divorce. She's got a good sense of humour and doesn't witter on the whole time, which would set my nerves jangling, so I reckoned she'd make a good travelling companion, and agreed to go. She'd signed us up that evening for the retreat, and booked our flights too, so packing out wasn't an option, even though I desperately wanted to, the minute she called to confirm the arrangements. That'll teach me to be spontaneous, I think, as I trudge the hot tarmac of the road. Nothing good ever comes of it, and now I've no idea where I'm going. Up the hill from the centre, through the vines, one vineyard looks exactly like the rest, if you ask me. A tiny bit of me has to admit it's rather beautiful, though. That golden light on the flourishes of lush green leaves, springing from the gnarled, dead-looking wood. But I don't want to be distracted from my anger by the beauty of my surroundings. I need to let my fury at Prue, abandoning me like that, simmer and seethe for a while longer. My counsellor would be pleased. She's always telling me that anger is part of the healing process. And at least I'm feeling something, which may or may not be better than feeling nothing at all.